4 is Board Member Expectations Update. This is Kate.
Good afternoon. If you would bring up the document, otherwise I can.
Okay.
It's in the packet.
I have to scroll down. Survey's kind of long.
And just while you're scrolling, I just want to make sure that everyone is okay with the discussion that we had on the survey. And again, you know, I encourage, you know, all community members or board members, if they would like to discuss any more additional items within the survey, to please let me know.
Okay, so in terms of the board member expectations document, this was discussed at your last meeting. And there are two updates to the document that you had discussed at your previous meeting. If you'd scroll down a little bit more to the meetings section, meetings and events. So the two changes that you've already discussed have been the bolded language about your attendance policy. So just calling out that attendance is necessary to have quorums in order to, for the board to move forward with action items. And so at the last meeting, the committee was in favor. And then the second item is on-screen requirements for virtual meetings. And you had a discussion that brought up the issue of potential hybrid meetings for board meetings. So currently you have hybrid meetings for committee meetings, but there is an in-person requirement for board meetings. And so that is an item that's added to the agenda later in this agenda for discussion. So this on-screen meeting requirement, if you want to go ahead and approve this today, it's a recommendation coming from the board survey that simply states, if you're having a virtual meeting, board members need to have their cameras on so that the public can follow who's speaking and when they're speaking. So that's what that item is about. And so this is a recommendation item for the board. So if you want to move this to the board, you would need to take a vote today. Any questions or comments?
I have a question. When you say all board meetings, you also are including committee meetings?
In this statement about board meetings, I mean, I think traditionally it's been looking at board meetings as needing
just the
quorum
meetings.
Yeah, needing attendance. There aren't quorum requirements for committee meetings, so you're able to move forward items to the board level more easily without having a specific number of committee members in attendance.
All right, thanks.
Questions or comments?
I think you should call for a motion and get a second and then do discussion.
It's up to the chair.
Okay.
Oh, I'm waiting on someone to make a motion.
Make a motion that we put my glasses on so I can read. I make a motion that we move forward with the
for
member expectations that members have their cameras on for any potential hybrid meetings for the mental health board in order for the public to see who is commenting and who is, so that they can follow the meeting.
Let's add to that, Mary. And then also, I mean, I want to move forward with Mary's motion. Also, let's add board members who fail to attend regularly may be subject to removal by the nominating authority.
Want to combine them?
Yeah.
Okay, can I say something? Don't you think we need something specific? Does who gets to define that? I mean, in other boards that I've known of, if you miss 3 in a row, you need to leave the board, or something like that. It's very specific and clear to the person.
We need a second and then discussion.
Sorry.
I second.
All right. Motion made by Mary Neubauer, seconded by Rachel. Any discussions?
I think we need to be more specific. about absenteeism on the board, and I think it would be very helpful to everybody for a very clear example. If you do have to miss a meeting, you miss a meeting. Maybe you can miss two, but perhaps three, you need to leave. I just think specificity is a very good idea. Misunderstandings in different interpretations of not being involved might be.
Yeah, and so, Rachel, we had a discussion on that, and we only can make a recommendation. That's why that's highlighted that way. We only can make a recommendation that someone be removed to the... We can't actually remove anyone from the...
No, board. I know that. I know that.
Right. And I think...
Who does make the decision, is it with more specificity? That's all I'm suggesting.
Yeah, I think we decided to make it as broad, so we had the authority to say, hey, well, reach out to the board member ourselves, and then actually inform them that a letter is authority. I get what you're saying, but it kind of changes things when we put a number in.
Okay.
Because then we'll have to go down, like, I mean, do they need a doctor's excuse? We don't know. Is it three in a row? Is it, you know, three in a year? So we just kind of left it broad. And Kate, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, this has been discussed in previous meetings and with consultation from Office of Corporation Counsel to leave it broad. The nominating authority is the entity that has the ability to remove a member. So the board is not self-governing in that sense.
Yeah. I hear you.
And I would, Rachel, you know, I understand, and as we have concern about a board member, you know, feel free to come to me. We could go to the chair of the board and say, hey, you know, this is becoming an issue.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Hearing none. Gary made the motion. Rachel seconded. We addressed the questions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. I need to say any abstentions?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I said it best I could. All right.
And how are you voting?
It's an aye for me. Yes. That motion passed. We'll to bring this to the full board for a recommendation. Right?